Good day, students. This is English language for JS3. Our today's e-learning is on listening comprehension. Listening comprehension. That is to say, you have to listen as I read the passage which you are expected to answer the questions that follows it. So your answer to the question is based on what you heard from the passage, just to test your ability to whether you can pay attention and grab the information given to you, listening comprehension. So the passage is on, the title of the passage is The Old Woman and the Doctor. The Old Woman and the Doctor. So listen as I read the passage on the old woman and the doctor, and equally pay attention to the questions that will follow after that. I read. An old woman, having lost the use of her eyes, called in a doctor to heal her. And made this bargain with him in the presence of witnesses. If he should cure her blindness, he would receive from her a sum of money, but if her infirmity remained, she would give him nothing. This agreement being made, the doctor, time after time, applied his serve to her eyes, and on every visit took something away, stealing all her property little by little. And when he had got all she had, he healed her and demanded the promised payment. The old woman, when she recovered her sight and saw none of her goods in the house, would give him nothing. The doctor insisted on his claim, and she still refused, summoned her before the judge. The old woman, standing up in the court, argued, "This man here speaks the truth in what he says. For I did promise to him to give him a sum of money if I should recover my sight. But if I remained blind, I was to give him nothing. Now he declares that I'm healed. I, on the contrary, affirm that I'm still blind. For when I lost the use of my eyes, I saw in my house various chattels and valuable goods. But now, though he swears I'm cured of my blindness, I'm not able to see a single thing in my house." I hope you got the passage. I take it again for the last time. Remember the title? The Old Woman and the Doctor. An old woman, having lost the use of her eyes, called in a doctor to heal her, and made this bargain with him in the presence of witnesses. If he should cure her blindness, he would receive from her a sum of money, but if her infirmity remained, she would give him nothing. This agreement being made, the doctor, time after time, applied his salver to her eyes, and on every visit, took something away, stealing all her property little by little. And when he had got all she had, he healed her and demanded the promised payment. The old woman, when she recovered her sight and saw none of her goods in the house, would give him nothing. The doctor insisted on his claim, and as she still refused, summoned her before the judge. The old woman, standing up in the court, argued, "This man here speaks the truth in what he says, for I did promise to give him a sum of money if I should recover my sight, but if I remain blind, I was to give him nothing. Now he declares that I am healed. I, on the contrary, affirm that I am still blind, for when I lost the use of my eyes, I saw in my house various chattels and valuable goods. But now, though he swears I am cured of my blindness, I am not able to see a single thing in my house." I hope you understood the passage. Here comes the question. Now listen to the question. Number one, what bargain did the doctor make with the old woman? What bargain did the doctor make with the old woman? Two, what happened to the old woman's property? What happened to the old woman's property? Three, why did the old woman refuse to keep her promise to the doctor? Why did the old woman refuse to keep her promise to the doctor? Four, what did he do when the old woman did not keep her promise? What did he do when the old woman did not keep her promise? Five, what is the old woman's infirmity? What is the old woman's infirmity? 6. When did the doctor finally heal the old woman? When did the doctor finally heal the old woman? Then the last one, number 7, finally, what is your opinion about the old woman's decision? What is your opinion about the old woman's decision? I hope you understood the passage, and I believe you equally be able to answer the questions as you can. Thank you, and God bless you.